Okay, this is so special, everybody. The guest speaker tonight, as you know, or if you've been reading any emails or even text messages, is Mr. Chris Hughes. Now, those of you who are with us the past few years in Myrtle Beach, you remember Chris Hughes was one of our keynote speakers.
He's one of the only guys that ever laid on stage in this part of his presentation.
Oh, my goodness. People are still talking about it. He just is a phenomenal trainer. In fact, he has evolved so much in his personal development himself, of himself as a coach, as a trainer. He is a success coach for not just Legal Shield, but for people from every walk of life all across the world in over 70 countries. Now, within Legal Shield, he is a $250,000 ring earner. For the new people on the line, that means he was recognized for earning between $250,000 and $500,000 a year in Legal Shield. There's no telling what his residual income is on top of that. He is a Platinum 2 jacket earner. He is a Millionaire Club member many times over. And we are honored to have him on our call tonight. And Frank,
I'll yeah, and you. I'll just tell y'all, you know, first of all, for him to even find a few moments to speak to our group is just incredible. When someone is this busy, you know, he's got an incredible family, a wonderful wife. They work a lot with the church. Matter of fact, his wife's at church right now doing. And have him just take a few moments out of his life to come on here and present to us is incredible, because when he holds an event, I mean, he just held an event, and, you know, hundreds of people wanted to come, and he only had room for like 100 and some people, but they overpacked the room. And people travel for hundreds of miles to come see him, and they spend a lot of money to come to his seminars. And we actually have him on the phone tonight for just a minute or two, you know, to share some dynamic information. Matter of fact, I was going over what he was going to talk about. It's the 8 filters of duplication. And if anybody knows how to duplicate, it's this man here. He has mastered a lot of things in his life, but duplicating his businesses is one of them that I really think he's good at. He also has just come out with a CD that Mr. Paul Schultz recommended us. He saw it first. I didn't know anything about it. I got a copy somehow. It ended up in my car. I think Paul did it or you did
it. No, I think Chris sent it for us.
Chris sent it.
Yeah.
It's called Occupy Your Own Life.
Isn't that a great title? Occupy Your Own Life.
We're going to occupy it anyway, right? And while most people occupy
intentionally
it,
occupy your
life.
But
they don't do much with the occupation they got in their own life. And it's kind of like, until you break the habit of being yourself, because if you're not successful and you don't break the habit of being yourself the way you are now and occupy your life the way you want to, you won't achieve success and freedom. And you do that through personal responsibility. And Chris is one of those guys who's, you know, I guess it's that story where you start out down here and you end up here, but you still are humble and all that stuff. He has no reason to be humble. So, Mr. Chris Hughes, it is an honor and a privilege for you to be on our call. I know you don't have much time, but whatever time you give us, we're going to really appreciate it. Go right ahead.
We just lost him.
Hey, I'm super glad to be here. Let me make sure. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can.
All right. Well, thank you so much, and thanks for the kind words. And y'all know anytime I can do anything for you, for your family, for your organization, it is my honor. You too, as you know, I've expressed before and will continue to do so, that you have always been amongst my top and most favorite mentors, teachers, trainers, and examples in the business. And so I love you and I appreciate you, and I've enjoyed all that we've done in the past, and thank you for the faith and confidence. And by the way, I absolutely loved being a part of your event. Was that a year ago? Or was that 2 years ago? I can't even remember now.
Maybe it was 2 years ago.
I don't know.
You need to come back soon.
But it was just so much fun, and yeah, for just a little third party validation for anybody who hasn't been and not sure if you should go, or maybe somebody, you know, rethinking, trying to put it all together and determine whether or not you should make it, you got to go, you know. And a quick story on that, and I'll get on task, but I've got, you know, one organization that has a leader in that organization that just doesn't believe in going to these team events, which in my opinion are the most important events the entire year. I mean, you just don't miss any event. You know, that's the rule of thumb. But you certainly don't miss the family reunion, you know, for your team. And so, you know, I just find it interesting that he had team that, you know, found out about it, and they called me and said, "Is this an event that we should go to?" And I said, "Absolutely." And they said, well, our leader said that, you know, we shouldn't go. And I just thought, oh, my gosh. And, you know, you got to be really delicate about how you handle those. I mean, that's a leadership scenario that you got to handle at least carefully. But, you know, the question is, who has what you want and where are they going to be? And that's what I told this guy. I said, listen, you find the people in your upline lineage that have the six-figure ring, that have the $250,000 ring, that have the platinum jacket, that have the millionaire club status. You find those people and you spend time with those people. You know, that's kind of how I handled that issue without de-edifying the pseudo leader that was upline to this individual that called me. And, you know, so having said that, here's what I was always told. If there's a platinum, a ring runner anywhere in sight, you go there, you know, even at great expense or sacrifice, if you're serious, if you want time of financial freedom, if you want this business to work for you. I always have people ask me, well, do I really need to go to the team event? I said, well, let me answer your question with a question. Do you really need to make time of financial freedom? Do you really need to make this business work for you? Oh, you know I do, Mr. Hughes. I need this, and I got to get my wife out of her job, and I can't stand my job. Okay, well, then you need to be at this training. And that's just how I feel about it. Besides that, it's an absolute blast. Y'all have an incredible team culture, incredible leadership, and I'm just excited for all of you to be able to go to that event. So with that said, I want to do a training tonight, and I'm gonna get it done just as quickly as I can. But it's called the 8 Filters of Duplication. And, you know, let me start out by saying this, that our business is truly unique. Legal Shield is unique because we have a wheel of opportunity, right? We have a small business opportunity, and we have a group opportunity, group marketing, professional sales. And that is awesome. You know, you won't find that in another network marketing company. You just don't have a wheel of opportunity. It's you go out, you share it with your friends, family, neighbors, and if that doesn't work for you, well, then this business is probably not for you. Here, if you have B2B skills and contacts, hey, we have an opportunity for you. You know, if you've got sales ability, hey, we have an opportunity for you. But for the masses, which is really who network marketing really appeals to, is the masses, people that they want a better life, but they don't have a lot of money, and they don't have a lot of time, and they don't have a huge skill set. You know, that's what I want to talk about tonight, is how to scoop up that group of people. There's only about, you know, 1 to 4% of the population that really enjoy selling and or salespeople. The rest of us don't want to really have anything to do with it. That was my feeling, and I don't want to step on anybody's toes that does selling because I love it, and I say go, 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 and, you know, do more of it. But for the rest of us that, you know, if I would have gone to the presentation and they tried to teach me how to sell, I would have ran out of the room. You know, and it would have been bad news for everybody. It certainly would have been bad news for me because I would have, you know, missed out on all the success and growth and the friendships and relationships that we've enjoyed thus far in the business. What appealed to me about this business is what makes network marketing truly unique among all other business models. And here's what it is. Network marketing has the ability to create wealth and freedom from a mostly unskilled, inexperienced, part-time body of independent contractors. Think about that. Where else, in what other business, can you create wealth and freedom from the masses, you know, mostly unskilled, inexperienced, part-time, independent contractors? Now, you might be able to make a little bit of money. You might even be able to ring the bell. But to experience time and financial freedom is a very, very unique thing, certainly coming from that group of people, from a mostly unskilled, inexperienced, part-time body of independent contractors. Now, the only reason that's possible in our profession, in our industry, is because of what's called duplication. Now, duplication defined is when your business continues to grow exponentially, month after month after month, with or without your involvement. That's what we're all after. You know, I'm certainly not one of the richest guys in Legal Shield. I probably don't even show up on the scale, but I'm one of the freest guys. You know, I've been able to do what I wanted to do, I'm raising a family, I'm building a personal development company that's gone worldwide. You know, I'm very part-time in Legal Shield, and yet I continue to earn a six-figure income year after year after year. If I work really hard, you know, we make a high six-figure income. If we don't work at all, which, you know, we haven't been doing much the last 2 years because we've been building our personal development company, we've still continued to earn a very respectable six-figure income. Now, that's all possible because I set it up right in the beginning. And that's what I want to train on tonight. I got to go super fast. So if you want to experience wealth and freedom that is uniquely offered by our profession, the profession of network marketing, then what you've got to do is you've got to set up your business to be duplicatable. In other words, you've got to establish and promote business systems that can easily and immediately duplicate and replicate within your organization by unskilled, inexperienced, part-time, independent contractors. So please get this. And I sent a note to the Acoins, just a PDF, if they want to make that available to you, they have that opportunity. But here's a note from that PDF. The formula for success in network marketing is to get a large group of people to do a few simple things consistently over a long period of time. Now, if you're in the B2B department of Legal Shield, well, you better be good. Matter of fact, you better be the best. You better learn sales skills, and you better learn communication skills, and, you know, tie down, and you need to learn, you know, the trial close and the Benjamin Franklin. You got to learn, you know, figure out that whole sales thing, and then, you know, go after it and do what works for you. Now, on the other side, if you want to build a business, time and financial freedom, walk away income, it's the opposite. You want to dumb it down. This is weakest link marketing. I was told when I was new, Chris, if you want to build it and build it big and build it fast, then whatever it is, here's the rule of thumb. Whatever it is that you introduce into your business, if 100% of the people in your business cannot do it, then do not bring it into your business. Man, that was good advice, because there were so many things in the early days of my business, I'd bring it in. I'd hear some fancy training on some conference call, and I'd bring it in. I'd read some trade book, you know, network marketing book, and I'd bring in. And then I learned this principle that if 100% of the people in your organization can't do it, including 85-year-old great-grandmothers and 18-year-old high school dropouts, if 100% of them can't do it, then don't do it. Don't bring it in to your business. So, again, the formula for success in network marketing is to get a large group of people to do a few simple things consistently over a long period of time. We're not looking for 10 ninjas. We're looking for 1,000 part-time, you know, unskilled, inexperienced, ma's, pops, just people that want to make a little bit of extra money. That's how you create wealth in our industry. So, but you've got to create it from the beginning. You've got to set it up to where it's going to duplicate. Remember I said you want to create duplicatable, replicatable systems, business systems. So I call this the 8 filters of duplication. And when I say filters, just think about this. If you want to build a gigantic monstrosity of a business that will allow you to pursue your dreams, whether you're engaged or not, then you want to set it up to duplicate with or without you, right? I mean, some people go, well, I'm going to get in and make it all about me in the beginning, and then I'm going to back out. No. It doesn't work that way. You know, I see this all the time. People build their business 5, 25, you know, and they want to get to the next level of 125 people. They never get there because they keep bringing in all this complicated stuff. And, yeah, they're always working with a handful of really skilled people, but they never have the growth that runs away from them. And that's what we want. We want this thing to run away from us. I don't want to be leading this thing 20, 30, 40 years from now. You know, I want to get on a conference call. I want to do what I do now. You know, pop on a conference call once a month or so and say hi and, you know, give everybody a group hug and pray for them at night. And, you know, here's my number. If I can do anything for you, you know, call me and that sort of thing. Just kind of be a cheerleader. So anyway, let's run through this. We got to hurry. Filter number one is, in other words, and I forgot to tell you this, that whatever you are doing when you're out there recruiting and building your business, those activities need to flow through all of these 8 filters. And the first 3 of the filters are what our prospects are asking themselves, either consciously or subconsciously, when we're interfacing with them, or when we're doing whatever it is that we're doing as we're trying to bring them in the business. Okay, so the first question is, can I do what you just did to me? You see, if a baby duck is hatched and mama's not around, but someone else is around, you know, maybe there's a person around, or maybe there's a boat around, well, that baby duck, it's called imprinting. And that baby duck is going to think that that boat or that sea-doo or that human is its mama. It's been imprinted. It's the same thing in our business. However you bring that new person into the business, they've been imprinted. They think, whether you did it right or wrong, they think that whatever you did to them is what they have to do. That is legal shield in their mind. And that's why it's so important to do it the right way. So number one, they're asking, can I do what you just did to me? If the answer is no, then they're out. They're out. Now, you may recruit them, but, you know, that's not going to do a whole lot of good if they're not, if they don't duplicate, if they don't go out and make some money, right? So you win the battle, you lose the war. A lot of people tell me, well, Chris, you know, I do these fancier one-hour presentations. They're not duplicatable, but, man, they work like crazy. I'm like, well, that's great. How much duplication do you have? Well, it's, you know, I don't, as what I just said, I don't have any duplication, but it works. You know, I can recruit 3 out of 10 people or 5 out of 10 people or 8 out of 10 people. Okay, well, do you realize you're going to be doing that same thing 10 years from now? Listen, it's not about what works. Everything works. When you're in Legal Shield, everything works. We have a real product, unlike most network marketing companies. We don't have some variation of a product that you can get at Walmart at a fraction of the cost. We have a real product that's marked down, not marked up. And there's nobody else out there doing what we're doing, how we're doing it. So, of course, it works. Why would it not work? Everything works with Legal Shield. That's not the question. If it works, that's winning the battle. If it duplicates and creates time and financial freedom, that's winning the war. And that's, you know, that's what I'm all about. That's what I've been about from the beginning. And that's what I'll always be about. Number two, they're asking, do I have time to do what you just did to me? Do I have time to do what you just did to me? And then number three is, am I willing to do what you just did to me, to my friends, family, neighbors? You know, they're thinking, okay, this is a great presentation, but I would never do this to my brother. My brother would laugh me out of town. If I tried to do what you just did to me, my brother would say, who do you think you are? You don't know nothing about legal, you know, right? So let me tell you a quick story. Gosh, I wish I had more time. I'm going to rattle this off and just try to run through these. But Rick Johnson, who's one of the first six-figure earners in our company, he's out of Dallas, Texas, and his team was growing like crazy. He used a bad copy of a bad copy of a bad copy of a Dave Savola business briefing. It was an audio tape. He got into the business as a result of this bad copy of the audio tape. So he went down. We didn't have a tool company back then. This is in the mid-late 90s. He went down and made thousands of copies of this bad copy of a bad copy of a Dave Savola business briefing audio tape, and he started getting them into the marketplace. Just every day, just piling these tapes into the marketplace. And every time he recruited somebody, he'd load them up with these audio tapes, and they're piling them into the marketplace. And he goes executive director in record time. He's about to get his ring, and everything stops. And he's freaking out, wondering, what in the world did I do? And he has this executive. He gives a tape to an executive, a high-powered executive at a major company in Dallas, and the guy listens to it and says, I'm in. You know, I want to sign up. So they had an appointment to meet for lunch. They meet for lunch, and instead of signing the guy up, Rick does a one-hour presentation, dazzles the guy, right, with the comp plan. Let me show you how the residual works. Let me show you how this works. Let me show you about this and that and the other. And after an hour, hour and a half, this guy says, Rick, I got to go. He goes, okay, well, listen, sign up. Just sign up. You know, no, Rick, I got to go, man. So he goes back to work. Rick's beside himself, calls him up, says, listen, man, my business was going great. Now it's not going so great. I'm trying to figure out what's going on. Can you please tell me why you were interested in the beginning and now you're not interested? He said, well, Rick, when you gave me that audio tape, I was interested because I'm thinking I'm busy. All he did was give me an audio tape. If that's all he had to do to get people interested, man, I'm in. But when you started doing all that fancy pants stuff over lunch, I thought, if that's what you got to do to get me to sign up, I don't want to do this. I don't have time to do this. I'm not willing to do this to my friends, family, and neighbors. Y'all see how that works? But he was so interested when it was just handing out, you know, a tool to somebody. So those are the first three questions. We need to make sure that whatever we're doing, that people say yes, yes, yes to all three of those questions. Number four is, can a dud do it to a stud? I went to a multimillionaire's house. I had to remind myself to keep my right shoe on the carpet because I had a big, giant hole in the leather of my shoe with a piece of duct tape covering it up. I did not have the money for new shoes. I did not have the money to get them resold. And, it, you know, in my mind, it's keep your right foot on the ground, keep your right foot on the ground, keep your right foot on the ground. And I just went over there and I said, hey, bud, I want to show you something. You know, it seems like everything you touch turns to gold. I know that's not true, but it sure seems that way from what my vantage point. I'd love for you to take a look at this video and just give me your input. He watched it. When he was done, he said, I am in. I said, what do you mean? You know, he said, let's do it. I said, do what? He said, the membership and the business. He signed up. He bought the membership. He didn't do anything the first year. His second year, he woke up, got to work. He made $200,000 part-time his second year in the business, which is actually his first year building the business. I was a complete and total dud, and I was able to recruit a multimillionaire stud who put a bunch of money into my family's bank account because of this system, 8 filters of duplication. Because a dud can put a video in and show a stud. But if I'd have said, hey, bud, you know, man, we're about to get rich. I'm going to show you. Sit down and let me blow you away with this presentation. He would have never heard me. He said, no, Chris, I don't have time. I'm just so glad I didn't blow it. I just showed him a video, and he was in. Number 5, will this work in depth, 4, 5, 6 levels deep? You know, our goal is not to stay, you know, in our home state. Our goal is not to stay 1, 2 levels deep. I mean, I've got organizations literally 50, 60 levels deep. You know, multiple levels, boom, 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 just duplicates level after level after level. So will this work in depth, 4, 5, 6, 10, 20 levels below me, and will it work long distance? You know, there's a lot of people that say, you know, hey, meet me at the Starbucks, bring all your prospects, and I'll do the presentation, we'll sign them all up. Well, it sounds good, and you win a lot of battles, but at the end of the day, you lose the war, because here's what happens. Is, let's say Sally is bringing all her prospects to Joe, and Joe's this high-powered presenter, and he gets, you know, and let's say they're doing a, you know, a flip chart presentation or whatever, just an hour-long, 30, 45 minutes, hour-long presentation, and Joe's amazing, and everybody that gets in front of Joe signs up. Well, let's say that this, I forgot her name now, but let's say this gal, she recruits her brother in Chicago, who's out of state. And he's like, well, how are you having all this success? And she says, well, I bring my people to Joe. You know, Joe does this amazing. You know, he follows me around town. I drag him around to all my friends' offices and all their houses, and he does these one-hour presentations. People find him irresistible. Well, here's what the guy in Chicago's thinking. Well, I don't have a Joe. I don't have a Joe to follow me around to all my presentations and do all the work for me. So Joe quits even before he gets started. So 5, will it work in depth, and will it work long distance? Number 7, will this work without me? Whatever I do, I don't want to be involved in, you know, in everybody's business, in the daily operations of their business. They're the CEO, not me. You know, my brother Jeff once gave me such great advice. He said, and I don't have time to tell the story, but this is what he said. He goes, Chris, he's my brother Jeff's my upline Millionaire Club member. He said, Chris, I'm the CEO of my own business that happens to include you, and you're the CEO of your own business that does not include me. And he told me to go mind my own business. And I was so thankful for that advice. It made me angry at the time, but I was so thankful for that advice over time. But will it work without me? You know, I want to be my CEO, but I don't want to be everybody's CEO. I want everybody to be their own CEO. So will this work without me? And then I think the most important of the filters is 5 minutes later. Will this work without me 5 minutes later? So it sounds like this. Whatever you do when you're out there prospecting, your prospects need to say yes to the following questions. Can I do this? Do I want to do this? Do I have time to do this? Then whatever you're doing is you're out there trying to build your business when it comes to recruiting and team building. It needs to flow through the following filters. Can a dud do it to a stud? Will it work in depth? Will it work in distance? Will it work without you? And will it work 5 minutes later? So let me give you an example. My brother Jeff gave me a video. I watched it. I loved it. I said, where do I get more information? He said, come to the meeting. I went to the meeting. I loved it. I got started. Then I said to my brother Jeff, what do I need to do to build this business? He said, do exactly what I did. And I thought, oh my gosh, I can do that. I have time to do that. I'd be willing to do that to my friends, family, neighbors. Oh my gosh, even as a dud, I can do that to a stud. What my brother Jeff did to me, gave me a video, you know, or put me on a recorded call or sent me to a website, that'll work in depth. It'll work in distance. It'll work without me, and it'll work 5 minutes later. And I'm telling you, I wish we had more time, but I got to go, and I apologize for going long. But I'm telling you, for those of you that are interested, and you're in the eye-to-eye side of the business, and you're interested in time of financial freedom, and you're interested in having this run away from you in a really, really good way, and you're interested in complete and total time of financial freedom, you begin to implement these strategies, this system into your business, and you protect it and defend it with passion. And you do that long term, and you lead by example by doing all of these things yourself. And when somebody gets off track, you help remind them to get back on track. You'd be amazed at what happens. And I can just tell you from personal experience, that's what we did. I have promoted this system and defended this system passionately. And there are people that get off track, and I've had to remind them, hey, you are off track. Get back on the tracks with me. And they either get back on and we go somewhere special, or they quit. You know, they just knock themselves out of the business. But nonetheless, it has allowed us a great level of freedom, which I'm so incredibly grateful for, and a large group of people have been able to enjoy a similar blessing as a result of these concepts. So